Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. BJP has filed a complaint with Delhi police against senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi for alleged assault and incitement after two party MPs got injured during a protest by NDA MPs in Parliament House complex yesterday. Talking to media, senior BJP leader Anurag Singh Thakur said in their complaint at Parliament Street Police Station, the party has mentioned in detail the incident.
उनके द्वारा शारीरिक हमला और उकसाने के लिए हमने सेक्शन 109, 115, सेक्शन 117, सेक्शन 125, सेक्शन 131 और सेक्शन 351 के अंतर्गत उनके खिलाफ कंप्लेंट दर्ज करवाई है। राहुल गांधी जी ने दल बल का प्रयोग किया, अपने साथी सांसदों को उकसाया, जिसके कारण गंभीर चोटें दो सांसदों को लगी है। और जिस तरह का दुर्व्यवहार उन्होंने किया, एक महिला सांसद जो नागालैंड से आती है प्रण कौन्याक जी, वो राहुल गांधी जी के महिलाओं के प्रति रवैये को लेकर भी दिखाता है।
Mr. Thakur added that when security forces asked Mr. Gandhi and other opposition leaders to take a designated path to enter Parliament, Mr. Gandhi expressed his anger and did not take that designated path. Meanwhile, a delegation of Congress MPs also reached the police station and filed a counter-complaint in the matter. Talking to media, senior party leader Digvijay Singh said it was decided that they will stage a protest march from the statue of B.R. Ambedkar to Makar Dwar of Parliament, but BJP leaders gathered at the Makar Dwar, creating ruckus. He added that in this incident, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge fell and both of his knees were injured. Nagaland BJP MP S. Pangnon Konyak has alleged that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, misbehaved with her during a protest outside Parliament yesterday. Ms. Konyak said Rahul Gandhi approached her closely, which made her uncomfortable, and then began shouting. The MP expressed that the incident was upsetting and that she did not appreciate the way the situation unfolded. She also mentioned that she had complained to the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar about the incident.
Today, while protesting, it was a peaceful protest. I was standing outside just below the staircase of Makar Dwar. Something happened to me which I really feel disheartened. Leader of opposition of the Lok Sabha, Sri Rahul Gandhi ji, came in very close proximity of me, and I really feel uncomfortable. And he started shouting at me, which I felt is very unbecoming of a leader of opposition.
Chairman Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar informed the House that Pangnon Konyak has approached him and he is looking into it. Deputy Chairman Harivansh has dismissed a no-confidence motion moved against the Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar. Opposition parties had moved a no-confidence motion against the chairman, alleging working in a partisan manner. In his ruling, the Deputy Chairman termed this an act of impropriety, severely flawed, drawn in haste and hurry to mar the reputation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. He further said it was aimed to damage the constitutional institutions. At least 60 opposition members had signed the notice for the removal of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar from his post on December 10th. The Rengma Selo Z, RSZ, the apex youth organization of the Rengma Naga community, has condemned the brutal assault of three innocent youths by individuals claiming to be Naga national workers on the night of December 17th, calling the act disturbing and unacceptable, especially at a time when the Naga people are striving for peace and resolution of the political issue. The RSZ has submitted a four-point demand letter to the Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur.
According to the four-point demand, the Rengma Selozi has called for the identification and accountability of the group responsible, immediate legal actions against the culprits, the arrest of the perpetrators within 3 days, and a public apology to the Naga people in an open forum. The organization warned that failure to meet their demands would compel them to resort to democratic measures to seek justice. Asunyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The organization also emphasized that the safety and dignity of every citizen must be protected and expressed concern over the misuse of national service as a pretext for such crimes. Commissioner and Secretary to Chief Minister of Nagaland, Kasona Hyome, has called upon the gazetted officers from the Kohima village to lead efforts in fostering civic responsibility, particularly among young children. He made this call yesterday while inaugurating the newly constructed water fountain at the Kohima Village Gazetteer Officers Association Island, located near the NPSC office in Kohima. Mr. Hyome emphasized the need for active community involvement in maintaining the city's cleanliness and appeal. The water fountain project, funded by the Pollution Control Board through the Deputy Commissioner's Office, Kohima, adds to the island's growing attractions. The Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare is observing National Good Governance Week 2024, starting yesterday. During the week-long observance, the Prashasan Gao Ki Or, a nationwide campaign for redressal of public grievances and improving service delivery, is also being held in more than 700 districts, states and union territories of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his message on Good Governance Week, has stated that the Prashasan Gao Ki Or campaign is a key element of Good Governance Week. He said it is not merely a slogan, but a transformational effort aimed at bringing effective governance closer to rural people. Mr. Modi added that the campaign is a true essence of grassroots democracy, where development reaches the people. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a good day.